Chapter 2. The Special Gas. Norman Osborn arrived at Oscor. Important buyers were there that day. First, they looked at Osborn's new glider. The glider worked beautifully. But the buyers didn't want the glider. They asked questions about Oscor's special gas. "It makes you very, very strong," said Dr. Strom, Osborne's top scientist. "But it can also make you very angry and crazy," he said. "We need more tests."
"The gas must be ready in 2 weeks," said the buyers. "We need it then."
Norman Osborn and Dr. Strom were at Oscor late that evening.
"I'm going to test the gas. It must work."
"No, Mr. Osborn," said Strom. "The gas isn't ready yet. Give me 2 more weeks.
2 weeks is too late," said Osborn. "Just start it when I'm ready."
Osborn went into a special room. Strom closed the doors after him and started the gas. Soon, there was green gas everywhere in the room. Osborn tried to shout. Strom stopped the gas, but it was too late. Osborn was dead. Strom ran into the room. Suddenly, Osborn's eyes opened. He was a different man now. His body was very strong, and he was very angry. He took Strom in his hands. In seconds, Strom was dead.
Peter had a terrible night. When he woke up, he thought, "Am I dead?" Slowly, he started to move.
"No," he said. "I feel fantastic."
His body was beautiful and very strong. He looked across the room.
"I can see much better, too." This was a new Peter Parker.
Later that day, Peter was in the lunchroom at school. MJ sat with Flash a few tables behind Peter.
"My hands feel different," Peter thought.
He looked closer at his right hand. Suddenly, a line of spider webbing shot from his hand across the room. It shot onto some food on the next table. Peter watched the food fly across the room. It hit Flash. He turned and saw Peter.
"Parker!"
Peter ran out of the lunchroom, but Flash followed him. Peter turned. Flash tried to hit him, but Peter moved too quickly. Flash tried again and again to hit Peter. Then Peter hit Flash, and he hit him right across the room. Peter ran out of the school. He went down a street between 2 tall buildings. He wanted to test his new body. He went up a wall. He went higher and higher. At the top, he looked down at the road with its little cars. Then he ran and jumped from building to building.
"Woohoo!" he shouted.
He stopped on one building.
"Now," he thought, "I'm going to try this spider webbing."
He put his hands in front of him and looked at the building opposite. At first, nothing happened. Then long lines of strong webbing shot from his hands. He took a line of the webbing and jumped.
"Woohoo! Now I can fly!"
Peter came home late that night. He heard shouts from MJ's house. He went into the garden. MJ's back door opened. MJ walked into her garden and saw Peter.
"Did you hear that?" she asked.
"No, well, I heard something."
"You can always hear us, right?"
Then she smiled.
"So, school finishes soon. What's next for you?"
"I want to live in Manhattan. I want to be a photographer."
"What about you?"
"Yeah, I'm going to live in the city too. I want a job on Broadway."
"You were great in all those school plays. I cried when you were Cinderella," he said.
"Peter,
We were six then.
A car stopped in front of MJ's house. It was new and cool, and it was Flash's car. MJ put on her party girl face and ran to the car.